I'll tell you the toughest thing about being a parent, the kids.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
In 1993, I wrote my first humor book. It was called Honey, I Dunked the Kids. But you know, laughter was hard to find. My wife Ramona was having seizures, grand mal seizures, but I assure you there's nothing grand about them. A typical episode saw her body slump to the floor in a rigid, lifeless heap, leaving me praying my favorite prayer, "Help, Lord." A doctor informed us that, among other things, sleep deprivation and excessive alcohol abuse don't help. Now, my father was part Scotch and part ginger ale, but not my wife. Sleep deprivation? We had 3 kids in 3 years. She hadn't slept since 1986. The seizures worsened. One night, I asked Ramona if there was anything I could do to alleviate some of the pressure. "Just keep being wonderful," she smiled. Believe me, I didn't feel wonderful. My cooking was ghastly. I was disguising the strangest things in omelets. My kids had stomach aches, which I treated with large bowls of fresh raspberries topped with maple syrup. My housework was worse. But the one thing I knew to do was something my dog taught me: stay. Don't jump from the train when you're in a tunnel. A lady with a prunish look told me that seeing their mother have seizures would be hard on my children, as if I didn't know that. I really needed to shield them better, she said. What was I supposed to do, send them somewhere in a spaceship? I badly wanted to protect them from pain, but life happens. So we talked about it while eating ice cream. I told them stories of my own mother being sick. I read Bible stories of faithful heroes. We prayed together. I even told them jokes. Know why the pilgrims had a lot to be thankful for? Their in-laws were back in Europe. They didn't get the joke at all, but they loved watching me laugh. With the right anti-seizure medication and in time, Ramona's health returned. I am so thankful. You know, I don't like pain. I see posters, no pain, no gain, and I think to myself, no pain, no pain. But nothing else teaches us such profound lessons about perseverance and compassion for others. I have not experienced growth apart from difficulty. In fact, I doubt I have learned one solitary thing worth remembering that was not forged in the furnace of hardship. And I've found that when it comes right down to it, the only way to face a crisis that makes any sense at all is together. And the only direction to face is up. The kids have all left the house now, but I would say we're closer than we've ever been. Daryl Scott's daughter was murdered at Columbine High School. He later said, "Most people are look-atters. We should be look-throughers. Eyes of faith allow us to look through our worst circumstances and see God's purpose." Here are just 3 things that kept us relatively sane. 1, leaning on God's promises. We simply couldn't function without time in the Bible each day. Promises like, "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living," literally kept us alive. 2, looking forward to our reward. In Luke 6:23, Jesus tells his suffering followers to rejoice and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. Leaning on God's promises, looking forward to our reward, and 3, lightening the load for others. God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. Because of what we've been through, not a day goes by when Ramona and I don't have opportunity to encourage fellow strugglers, and so it is with you. I'm happy to report that our children are doing fine, though it hasn't all been easy. By God's grace, each of them has deep compassion for others and a great sense of humor. I just asked my son if he had a tough childhood. He smiled, laughed, and said, "Yeah, you used to put shredded carrots in my omelet."
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."